Hey pals, today I'm going to talk about Christmas movies and my favorite Christmas movies. Thank you, Roger, for this idea of this topic. There are many Christmas movies out there, and they start on November 1st. Generally, hang on, brownies are buzzing me. Hold on. Okay, I'm back. Wow, what did people do before oven timers? Probably burn the hell out of everything. A Christmas Carol movie. The ones that I really, really enjoy, there are several adaptations that I enjoy of A Christmas Carol. The 1935 adaptation is so fun. You know, the special effects back then, one can pretty much do with an iPhone today. It's just fun, and, you know, to see the little ghosts with their chains and their little, you know, torn sheets that they're running around in is. And the other Christmas Carol that I really enjoy was an adaptation starring Henry Winkler. Henry Winkler for Generation X, he was the Fonz in Happy Days. For Generation Y, he was the principal in the first Scream movie who gets screamed up. And for Generation Z, he's the guy who comes on commercials at 2:30 in the morning telling your grandparents how to do a reverse mortgage on their house so they can get more money to travel and leave you nothing in their will. This version was just fun. It's, you know, the story of Scrooge, miserly guy, makes everyone miserable, and then through the visits of three spirits, Christmas past, Christmas present, and Christmas future, you get an idea of how Scrooge became to be so Scroogey, and he learns his lesson, and he spreads peace, goodwill, and a lot of money around, and everybody loves him, including himself. It's fantastic. I personally have always wanted to see a sequel to Scrooge, like, you know, Scrooge, this time it's personal, or Scrooge 2, Electric Boogaloo. Hi, Donna. The ghosts come back 10 years later to find Scrooge, that he's up to his old Scrooge self, and they, you know, really put him in check this time. I don't know how they, you know, send him to Scrooge jail or something. So, the Scrooge movies, I always enjoy. Others have mentioned the Bill Murray adaptation, Scrooged. There is one of my favorites, A Diva's Christmas Carol with the amazing Vanessa Williams. That's fun. I know I'm missing a bunch of them. There's even Mickey's Christmas Carol is quite a hoot. You know, ha ha, Bob Marley. Not Bob Marley's, you know, not going, you know, no woman, no cry, Scrooge. No, this is Jacob Marley. Yeah, he comes in and says, what's up? I also really, really enjoy the movie The Family Stone. I was talking to a couple people about this the other day. It's a fantastic family movie. The family's not dysfunctional, but they are pretty humorous, and there is a sad storyline to it, but it's about acceptance of life and all the fun trimmings that come with it. You know, the family of I think there's four kids that are grown, and Family Stone, eldest son, has come home to ask his mother for his grandmother's wedding ring. He's going to marry a woman played by Sarah Jessica Parker, who is not right for him. And so there, you know, comedy ensues, and it's quite well done. I also, of course, drum roll, my favorite Christmas movie is Love Actually. And if I have to sit and explain to you why it is my favorite Christmas movie, then you haven't seen it, and you need to go and watch it, because I'm not going to waste another moment of your time. You need to go and watch it right now. Go. Get on. It's on Netflix. It, you know, if you still own a DVD player, the DVDs, I believe, are 99 cents. It's probably playing on USA Network right now. Go. Watch it. It is absolutely fantastic. Going back to the Scrooge genre, there is another Scrooge I've mentioned called Scrooge, played by Albert Finney. It's one of the more played Charles Dickens classic adaptations. It is, however, a musical. So, for those of you who don't know me, I have a physical aversion to musicals. I will get into that at some other time, but basically putting this fantastic story into song, a lot of songs, is a little painful for me. I've tried to like musicals, guys. I really have, and I don't mean to be a Scrooge about musicals, but it's just, ooh, yeah, it's, you know, I can feel every time they're trying to make a point with a song, the time continuum, literally feel it, and I just, it just seems to me a musical is just someone, you know, saying, woo, look at me, I'm singing a song, and I'm sitting in the audience going, woo, look at me, I'm evacuating blood and convulsing. Anyways, so that having been said, the Scrooge movie with Albert Finney, it is a musical, but it is very well done. And there are some fun songs. There are. So please check that out if you can. Albert Finney also, he's done so many fantastic roles. He was also the movie adaptation of Daddy Warbucks in Annie, another musical. And he also played the boss, Ed, in Aaron Brockovich. I don't think anybody sang in that. If they did, I wasn't paying attention. So, yes, Christmas Carol. Check all the Christmas carols. There was even one done by Susan Lucci. I think her name was Ebby. That was the name of the show. That was really well done. I met her several years ago for about 3 minutes. Very, very nice lady. Very sweet. I couldn't get over how tiny she is. Don't get me wrong. She looks very, very healthy. It's just, she is a teeny tiny. It's like those things, I don't know if you guys have been to a toy store or Walmart or wherever. You know, they have those 3 foot stormtrooper toys out now with the little stormtroopers for the kids to play with. Yeah, it reminds me of her. The little tiny, but just, you know, a powerhouse of a woman and an absolute delight. So anyway, she has a Scrooge out. Check that out. Movies I've mentioned. Anything on Lifetime, yes, it will be bad, but watch it anyways because it's Lifetime and it's Christmas, and take up crochet while you do watch these things. It's just amazing. In fact, there was a Lifetime Christmas movie with Linda Hamilton, and it was called Home by Christmas. It was about a woman who was homeless and comes up with a really great idea on how to get a home. Forgot how she did it. Something to do with real estate. That was fun. She didn't have her gun, and she didn't load it with one arm like she did in Terminator 2, and Arnold doesn't show up. Nobody knocks on the door and says, "Are you Sarah Connor?" Other Christmas mentions, TV-wise, My So-Called Life, this series that I think only ran about 12 episodes. Claire Danes is a fantastically written, just their Christmas episode is just phenomenal. Still watch this day. Yes, it has been about 20 years since it aired. They still play it on TV today. Not as much as Love Actually. It's the episode is there is a homeless girl that Angela, who is played by Claire Danes, has interaction with, and the storyline is fantastic, and won't give away the storyline if you haven't seen it, but it's a very, very well done Christmas episode. The other episode to mention, the very first Simpsons. I have it on DVD. The Simpsons, very first Simpsons Christmas. I just love it. It's one of my favorites is when Homer is in Santa school and he's trying to learn all of Santa's reindeer's names, and anyways, it's funny. The Christmas movie is a staple in our Christmasness. Let's see. I'm trying to think other Christmas movies that I just love. And of course, It's a Wonderful Life. I mean, Jimmy Stewart. Hello. I love that. And who doesn't love Donna Reed? You know, if you don't know who Donna Reed is, don't worry. You've seen her in a movie. Trust me, everything's all right. Miracle on 34th Street is also a Christmas staple. I have not seen the whole thing, but it is very cute when Natalie Wood, a little girl, pulls Santa's beard to see if he's real. The Santa Claus, I never saw. Home Alone, I did see. That was fun. A Christmas Story. I never saw that, and I'll tell you why. I heard about it and already had nightmares about a kid getting stuck to a pole with his tongue frozen and shooting out his eye with a BB gun, and who knows what these little kids do. And in fact, true story, the little boy who did have his tongue stuck on the steel pole went on to do a career in porn. I know this because I read it. I didn't see it. I read it. And again, what's our number one rule? Don't believe anything you hear or read on the internet. But it's true, because I said so. Haha, you didn't know you turned on to Fox News. Okay, The Muppets did a version of The Christmas Carol. Fantastic. Polar Express is fun. It's got Tom Hanks, and who doesn't freaking love Tom Hanks? It would be kind of fun if he came back and redid his role as Forrest, and we had a Forrest Christmas. That would be really fun. You know, life is like a box of Christmas chocolate. The Bishop's Wife with Cary Grant. Amazing film. They did a revamp of it I didn't see about 20 years ago called The Preacher's Wife with Whitney Houston and Denzel Washington. I heard that was good. It was directed by Penny Marshall, who is one of my heroes. I didn't see it, however. I should check it out. Other TV shows I mentioned, of course, The Claymation, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and Santa Claus is Coming to Town. I believe they were made in the 60s, but they still, you know, they warm my heart today. I saw an ad for a Christmas movie called Holiday in Handcuffs. Some younger couples may want to check that out. I have no idea what it's about. Yeah, there was also one with the late James Gandolfini. I think he did it as a favor. He lost a bet called Surviving Christmas with Ben Affleck. I have never seen it. I don't even think it went to the movies. I think it went straight to video. But it's got James Gandolfini, and that is all I need. In conclusion, Christmas movies are awesome. I'm gonna go watch Love Actually and finish making brownies. I made a bunch of cookies. They were really tasty. I feel like I'm leaving some great Christmas movie out, and if I am truly sorry. I don't mean to. I promise. There's, again, hundreds of them. I haven't seen this, but my friend Laura was telling me about it when the late but ever fantastic Judy Garland is singing Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, that you do cry. I do want to check it out, but I don't want to cry, so I guess I need to watch it when I'm alone or on my way to do my taxes. Essence of the Christmas movie is mainly lessons and morals about how we should treat each other with kindness and respect. Yeah, they're just basically put yourself in check, be nice, have fun, enjoy. And I like that message. I do. I like a lot of messages, though. And we'll get to those later. Anyways, those are my favorite Christmas movies. I am so glad you tuned back in. Tomorrow, I'll go over some favorite Christmas recipes that you can make while watching these favorite Christmas movies. Thanks so much, guys, and I'll see you soon.